My name is Esra Akin, and I teach Islamic art and architecture at Oberlin College. I also teach courses on Islamic visual culture and material culture. I will be talking about the Islamic art exhibition, Beyond the Surface, Text and Image in Islamic Art. Beyond the Surface, Text and Image in Islamic Art focuses on the controversy that surrounds the use of figurative imagery in Islam. We are all familiar with the Old Testament prohibition of images as given by the Lord to Moses in the Second Commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the water under the earth. Interestingly enough, there is no comparable prohibition in the Quran. Muslims believe that the Quran is Allah's own word. However, in one Quranic verse, Allah is described as the creator, the maker, and the fashioner of forms and colors. The Arabic word used for that is musawwir. This verse has been at the heart of heated debates among Muslim theologians and artists because the word musawwir is also used to mean figural painter. So in fashioning the form of a living being, it seems as if the painter is imitating the creative function of Allah and also rivaling him. Known as shirk, rivalry with Allah is the most offensive sin in Islam. Furthermore, some rationalist Muslim theologians, such as the great 11th and 12th century scholar Al-Ghazali, believed in the ultimate impossibility of representing things that the human mind can't fully comprehend, including God. How can we give human attributes to the divine? Does God have human hands, a human face? Why should we imagine God to look like a Greek philosopher? So, asked scholars like Al-Ghazali, what better image can represent Allah other than the image of his own word? Following this line of thinking, Muslims considered the image of Allah's word as being analogous to the anthropomorphic depictions of God found in other traditions. Because of the written word's association with God's word, Muslims elevated the art of calligraphy to being the most celebrated and revered form of visual art. But a second group of scholars, led by the great Ibn al-Arabi of the 12th and 13th centuries, emphasized the importance of creative imagination in our quest for the divine. Ibn al-Arabi argued that the primary purpose of creation is witnessing or seeing. According to Arabi, in order to see the inner essence of things, believers had to train their imagination and learn to see beyond the surface of things. For the trained mind, figurative images don't pose a threat, rather pointing to our limited human capacity. Figurative images help us contemplate higher meanings and force us to focus our attention on higher states of spiritual awareness. It's thanks to those who followed the second line of thinking that the art of figurative painting flourished in Muslim lands. The attractive miniature paintings on display are a testament to the dizzying heights that Muslim artists took figurative painting. In these illustrations, Muslim artists are oblivious to Western illusionistic techniques such as modeling, perspective, and the use of washes. This is their way to express their disinterest in a futile attempt to replicate God's creation. Calligraphy, on the other hand, is used to inscribe not only Quranic texts, but also texts of poetry. In East Asian traditions, the calligrapher's work is meant to be unique, that is, it's supposed to mirror his artistic character, his inner world, his thoughts and beliefs. A Muslim calligrapher's primary goal, on the other hand, is to emulate the great masters before him and to continue the traditions. In Islamic calligraphy, on the road to becoming a perfect calligrapher, emulation precedes creativity and innovation. The writing instruments, brush as opposed to reed pen, also play a big role in these two different approaches. The calligraphic works on display in this exhibition represent different time periods and dynasties from regions ranging from Iran in the east to North Africa in the west. at the same time, with their varying sizes, bindings, and materials, these works also illustrate the breadth of Muslim material culture and its spiritual roots.